Coming up on MyTV Now, taking a class has never been easier, especially if you can download a college course onto your iPod.
Well, now you can, and it's not a gimmick for online colleges. It's being used at such prestigious institutions like Harvard. We'll take a look. Plus, who should get the Red Sox World Series baseball? Should it be Doug Minkiewicz or the team? We find out what you think. And fines for swearing at school. Now, is this a good idea? Well, it's all on MyTV Now. Good evening, I'm Eric Shiner, and welcome to MyTV Now.
And I'm Gail Scott-Key. Video podcasting, it's something that's only become possible to do in recent months, but already Harvard is making some of its classes available for those who can download onto their iPods.
It's new, it's different, and MyTV's Nicole Papageorge has been down to Cambridge and downloading all the information. Nicole, can anyone with an iPod download these podcasts of actual classroom lectures?
Yeah, actually, anyone with the internet can get these podcasts, but then it would be more of a, you know, email kind of a thing. But, and they do download these. Emails have come in across the country and around the world about these lectures. I know it's hard to imagine listening to a lecture is fun, but this class is one of iTunes' top 100 podcasts. Clearly, it's not your typical college lecture. It's very entertaining, and the subject is very fitting. iPod users, it's called Understanding Computers and the Internet. And now you can, too, for free. David Milan, the instructor for the course, says the podcast is a way to teach students about computers while using the technology they're learning about.
For a lot of students, who particularly those who live outside of Cambridge or abroad, who would otherwise not even be able to step into the classroom, I think it's the next best thing. And I think the students that enroll in the course's distance education program have their expectations set from the outset, that they're not going to be able to raise their hands in real time, but they are getting what they expect to get.
Now, if you want to listen in, you first have to go to Google or another search engine, type in Harvard and podcast. It will bring you right to it, and you can download it from there. So just think, you too can learn Harvard material while going to the gym, driving in the car, taking a walk, and it's all for free. I love it.
That's fantastic. Now, does Harvard have any plans to expand this and do more podcasts?
That's a good question. I think they're thinking about it. It depends on their feedback from this podcast. But it seems to me, from talking with students and also talking with the professor, that indeed people are enjoying it. Maybe not to for the whole class, but to supplement their learning.
All right, great. Nicole Papageorge. Well, it's interesting technology, and the way new iPods are issued every couple of weeks, I think. It's one that may grow and evolve over the next few years. And it will bring us to the big question of the day. If you could get a degree in classes that you could download on your iPod. Now, would you do it if you could? Email us your thoughts, mytvnow at mytvstation.tv. We'll get to your comments a little later on. Here's what some of you have told us throughout the day.
You missed the in-classroom banter. Maybe for a big gen education lecture, but then you'd have probably a more pervasive cheating environment.
Yeah. If I had one, I think that'd be great.
I think the whole idea of university is to have it live, I mean, to interact, right? I mean, to have a course on an iPod, I don't know, it's not the same. I wouldn't do.
Some interesting answers there. Mm-hmm. All right, it's time to see what you have to say. It's my voice. We go to the email. Today's big question, would you go for a degree through your iPod? Peter from Londonderry says, it sounds interesting. I would love to try getting a degree that way.
Larry from Merrimack, this is great. He's not so sure. He emails us, loves the show, but I'm 64 years old. Tell me what an iPod is, and I'll tell you if I want to further my education on it. Merry Christmas to all at the station.
All right, well, hopefully Larry has some grandchildren or some relatives in their teens to describe the iPod. It's sort of a little video and music machine, and we're going to move on now.
For MyTV Now, it's time to say goodbye. I'm Gail Scott-Key.
I'm Eric Shiner.
And I'm Al Capri.
Have a great night.